you know, set your bar low. And the purpose of that is to not burn yourself out. If you're trying to improve or be better, it's extremely easy to, you know, set your bar incredibly high. And then in the process of you chasing that incredibly high goal, you know, you burn yourself out. It's more, think of it more of like, you want one really high goal. That's for sure, right? And you want it to be as high as it possibly can, right? That's the point of, you know, having big dreams and goals and visions. You know, you need to set that bar extremely high, but you can't jump straight to the bar, right? Like if you haven't even saved your first $10,000 yet, what makes you think that your first goal is going to be like, oh, I want to be a millionaire next year, right? Like, break it down. You have to implement more strategy there, right? Your top goal could be, you know, hey, I want to be a millionaire set at this time, but you're putting a ladder. Like, make the steps. Don't try to climb all the way to the top from one step to the next, and you don't even have any of the middle steps. They're all broken, right? You have to create those steps, and in those small steps, you know, you'll get to your large goal. And so that's what it means to just set your bar low. You know, make it reasonable, make it something that you can do.